I wouldn't say I was proud of myself afterwards. Before that happened, I had been the chairman of the Communist Party in New Haven. I had been arrested, put on trial in this country. I think that that experience was, it led me to be skeptical. It led me to volunteer for this sort of thing, too, you know, to see what's new in the world and so on. But it certainly led me to have this stubbornness and the grit to say to a man in a white coat with one-rimmed glasses that I'm not going to do what you want. So there is that. At the same time, I also have said to myself sometimes, what would I do if the CP ordered me to do something like that? Would I say no? I think I would argue, fight, and maybe say no, but there was the feeling that I had at one time of wanting to belong, would be very strong.